يا حياتي يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصيدي. Previously on Heartbreak.
Assalamu alaikum.
Rumaisa, what on earth is going on? I've just received notice to appear in court because you are contesting the custody arrangement.
Yes, I am. This fight isn't over and I will get my children back.
Rumaisa, why are you doing this? It's going to unsettle the kids again. What has changed that makes you think that the judge will overturn his initial ruling?
Speech up in court and watch how your life unravels, Yasser.
Ummi, I'm so nervous. What if I forget what to say?
Don't be nervous. Just remember why we're doing this. You will be great, my child. I have full confidence in your abilities, Huda.
But Ummi, I've never done anything like this before.
Just speak clearly and state in no uncertain terms that you want to come home with me. This is going to work, and tonight we will all be under one roof again.
Take your time, Huda.
My brother is 7 years old, and being witness to this type of behavior cannot do him any good. Because just as we get used to seeing one lady with my father, he changes and has another. I don't want to grow up in a house where there is a number of different women coming and going.
Thank you, Huda. That was great. Mr. Muhammad, what have you to say in response to your daughter's allegations?
Your Lordship, I have no idea how Huda had come to the conclusion that I have had many women in the past few months. Yes, I had gone to see a few women with the intention of finding a wife.
And now, on Heartbreak.
مشاعر الحب في الرحمن تأتلك تصغي إلى القلب في شوق له ألك مشاعر الحب في
يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصيدي يا مرادي.
You know, Akhi, you can't just be passing fatwas like this without the authority to do so. You're not even a qualified alim as yet.
Me? Not a qualified alim as yet? If I didn't know better, I'd say you're questioning my authority, bro.
No, I'm just concerned about you. Maybe you should speak to an alim for advice. You know, maybe you should make mashwara before you respond to the emails that you receive. You know, there's more to an Islamic ruling than just reading an English translation of the Quran.
You know, Akhi, it sounds like you've been brainwashed by our ulama. Trust me, brother. These people don't want us to think for ourselves. Because it takes them out of control. And they give us like all those kitabs written by them to read. And they don't want us to read the Quran and understand it for ourselves. Because they want us to be their puppets.
No, man, Akhi. Listen to me. It's actually because there really is more to it, like I told you. Look, all I'm saying now is just be careful. You know, you could actually unintentionally ruin somebody's life with your online fatwas.
Ruin someone's life? Please, Akhi, listen to yourself. I've helped more people than you can even count. I mean, Sheikh Google would be useless without me. Now give it a break, will you? I know what I'm doing. I always do.
يا حياتي يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصيدي يا مرادي يا نشيد الأغنيات يا نشيد الأغنيات.
Abdullah was hysterical as the news was broken to him about the change in the custody arrangements. Yasser calmed the situation down, and though every fiber of his being was crying out for the pain his kids were being put through, he tried his best to hold himself together. He had to be the pillar of strength his son needed him to be.
My champion, there's going to be a change once again in your loving arrangement. You and Huda are going to move back to Nani's house, okay?
No, Abba, not again. Why can't I stay here? I am happy and you are happy.
We are supposed to be happy, but every time we have some happiness, things have to change. Change, change, change. I hate change.
I don't know what to say, big guy, but just remember that Allah tests His toughest soldiers. And you are a tough soldier, right?
Gee, Abba.
Do you remember when we went to Cape Town on holiday?
Oh, yeah. It was so awesome flying through the clouds.
Do you remember when we saw the two oceans meet?
That was totally cool, too. What's the name of the two oceans again?
The Indian and the Atlantic. Do you think that it is just per chance that they meet but don't collide?
There must be something that separates them and keeps them apart.
Nothing happens but by the will of Allah. If Allah had intended for them to collide with each other, then nothing would be able to stop it. Likewise, my son, no matter how hard anyone tries to separate us and keep us apart like the two oceans, if it is Allah's will that we be together, we will be. Have faith in Allah's plan for us. This is only a temporary separation.
I trust you, Abba, and know that you will be with us again.
Through the challenges encountered during his seventh revolution around the sun, Abdullah had matured beyond his years. His sessions at the Jamiat were playing a pivotal role in helping him deal with the changes on the home front. Huda, however, decided that she no longer needed to speak to the counselor and started spending more time on her own. As weeks went by, Huda was hardly seen and her laughter was never heard. For Faiza, this was cause for concern.
Rumeysa, I'm deeply concerned, eh? Huda is unhealthily quiet, have you noticed? Is she okay?
I think just with exams looming around the corner, she's probably just stressed out. I'll try and have a chat with her this weekend.
Don't put it off too long. You do know that depression is a silent killer.
Oh, Faiza, don't talk nonsense. She's so young to be going through depression.
Rumeysa catches the deathly stare Faiza gives her, then adds with a sigh.
But fine, fine, okay. I will have a chat with her.
While Faiza expresses her concerns about Huda to Rumeysa, Huda sits quietly in her room. She tosses yet another plaster into the waste bin just as her nanny enters her room.
Nanny, you startled me. Please knock.
Knock? I'm your nanny. The things you kids say when you grow up. Hey, anyway, did you see my plasters?
Gee, I needed a few so I helped myself. Sorry, Nani.
Did you get hurt, Huda?
Just a few cuts on my arm.
Let me see.
Huda reluctantly lets her Nani see her upper arm, which is riddled with a number of scars.
Huda, these cuts don't look like accidents. You've been cutting yourself purposefully, haven't you? Huda, why?
Nani, please don't be upset. I didn't mean to. It's just the only way I can keep my mind quiet. The physical pain feels...
Enough, Huda. There's no way that any human can find any pleasure or relief in physical pain. Are you doing this just to get attention?
No, I'm sorry.
Huda? Huda, come now. Don't you see your Ummi? Don't you think she already has enough to deal with? Please, my bachu, if you need anything, come talk to Nani. But don't do these shaitan kind things again, okay?
Oh.
Huda's feeling of guilt made it difficult for her to spend time with her father. She knew that he was doing his best, and his quest to find a wife was not any easier since everyone had heard about his apparent wayward behavior.
My days are brightest when in the company of heavenly beings.
Huda, see, Opa is calling us angels.
Is everything okay, princess? You seem rather aloof today.
I'm okay, Abba.
Abdullah, let's have a tickling competition. Let's see if we can get your sister to laugh a little with us.
You're on, Abba. Huda, watch out! Here we come!
Huda was unable to contain herself and soon found herself part of the merriment in the house. It had been so long since she felt like a kid again, free of all worries. It felt good to just let it all go. No sooner had she started to enjoy her time with her father and brother, was it time for them to leave.
Our time here is too short, Abba. Maybe Umi will let us stay a little longer next time. I'll miss you, Abba. Love you.
I love you too. When you miss me, say a little dua for me, okay?
You always in my duas, Abba.
And you in mine.
Jazakallah for today, Abba. It was one of the best days this year. I love you. You're the best Abba in the whole wide world.
It was good to hear you laugh. Don't let anyone steal your happiness. Laugh often, young lady. And Huda, you are the world's best daughter. Remember that. I'm the world's luckiest father to have two awesome kids.
Yasser's words affected Huda in a way he would have never imagined. As soon as Huda returned home, she went straight to her room and buried her face in her pillow. A million thoughts raced through her mind all at once, and more than anything, she just wanted to silence the demons that were taunting her.
If I read a book that I don't like, I can close it. If I hear a song that I don't like, I can turn it off. But I can't get away from myself. I can't turn off the noise in my head. Dear Mufti, I find myself in a sticky situation. I have been less than truthful about something concerning my father. I cannot live with myself since that untruth has altered the course of his life.
Huda's email explained in detail what she had done to sway the judge's decision to award custody to her mother. She also included the vital information her nani failed to understand.
I feel ashamed to include the next part, but it is of utmost importance that I be totally open, as I want an accurate indication of what the ruling is. Mufti, when I feel physical pain, it takes away the focus from my emotional state of mind, even if it's just for a little while. I have marks going up to my elbow of places where I took the razor to. My nani noticed the marks, but when we conversed and I explained to her the reason for it, she brushed it off as my seeking attention. And maybe she is right. Maybe all I want is to be the focus of my parents.
Huda's heart skips a beat as she now reads the Mufti's response to her query.
You have disgraced your father and earned nothing but the wrath of Allah. You have not only disobeyed your father, but you have shamefully slandered him into your selfish desires. Do you know what the punishment for slander is? 80 lashes. As for cutting yourself is too evil to even discuss. Your disgusting behavior shows that you are nothing but spoiled throughout your life. And when the first difficulty hits you, you show ingratitude? How dare you change the creation of Allah? Such despicable behavior can only come from a child of Shaitan himself.
Akhi, how dare you post such a harsh response on Facebook?
The woman needed it. You have to be cruel to be kind.
That woman? Akhi, I think you're making a big mistake. That query couldn't have come from a sister older than 14. She may not even be considered Islamically mature as yet.
If these kids are smart enough to use technology, I don't see a problem in their maturity. Besides, I never make mistakes.
I just hope you're right this time, Akhi. I just hope you're right.
If only we could see the endless string of consequences that results from our smallest actions before it is too late. The response Huda received was the straw that broke the camel's back. The reply played on repeat in Huda's mind.
Such despicable behavior can only come from a child of Shaitan himself. Such despicable behavior can only come from a child of Shaitan himself.
I have created immeasurable pain for Abba. And I'm going to be punished for it eternally.
Huda could bear no more. She muffled her hysterical sobs and made her way to the bathroom to wash her face and prepare for bed. What she found seemed to appease the recurring thoughts and a way to silence them once and for all.
May the words which flow from this pen bring you peace, Abba.
At the tender age of 12, Huda had felt a mountain of pressure. The guilt of her testimony against her father ate her from the inside, and she could not find an outlet to deal with the agony she was engulfed by. Seeing no other way out, Huda took a handful of poles found in the bathroom cabinets and went to sleep.
Finally, the sounds echoing in my head will stop. At last, the misery will come to an end.
Her breathing was deep, and labored as darkness overtook her. The silence she yearned for was within arm's length, and Huda was ready to embrace the yonder. Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak Break, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Yes, another heartbreaking episode of the drama series Heartbreak. And it was this particular episode, the focus was on the emotions and the feelings of Huda. Now, if you do recall in the previous episode, Huda went to the court and, she was kind of manipulated to give a testimony to speak against the father. And now, in this particular episode, we find that that guilt is eating up inside. There's two things here, I think, Walana Habib, we need to look at. Number one is the guilt is eating her up inside. But number two, in reality, why it's eating up inside is because in reality, at this age of 12, there's pure innocence in her.
Mm. She's so innocent, and she's been set up to do all this against her father.
Mm.
And she stayed by Yasser's house. She stayed by her father's house. She knows the reality of the matter, and she knows that what she did in court was not right. It was in bad taste. So this guilt is finishing her. Rumaysa doesn't see this. She sees this as a sense of victory.
It's still a victory, yes.
I won, yeah. She might have won the custody of the children. She might have got the children back. But she lost one heart.
Yeah.
And she has broken that heart because she was attached to the father also. As you saw in the ending episode of the last one, that she was crying in front of her father. That, Abba, I didn't mean it.
Mm.
I was told to say this. Now, this poor innocent child does not know how to cope with the stress and the guilt that she's going through. And she now resorts to suicide. She attempts it first as the nanny comes into the room and notices the scars on her hand. And then she notices this is now becoming very serious. It goes to extremes. She asks the mufti of what's happening. What's the situation like? Where does she fit in all this? And unfortunately, it's not the reply she was expecting.
Yes, that is very true what you mentioned, Marana. You just think of Huda slitting her wrist or, you know, cutting her arm just to get that physical pain. And then towards the end, we know that she also took pills. Now, whether her life is lost, what exactly happened to her, we'll have to wait for the next episode to find that out. But you need to understand what she's been going through. There's no way out for her right now. There's no way out. And this is where, as parents, we need to see this. We need to look at this. For us, there's always a way out. For us, there's always friends. There's always a social circle. You know, there's that family circle with siblings, with parents, with friends, with neighbors. But for a girl like Huda, who's about 12 years old in this scenario, there's no way to go. Because if she goes to her father's house, she sees how happy Abdullah is. She realizes what a mistake she has made. She's basically rubbed these two people apart, Abdullah and his father. When she goes to her mother's house, then she sees how sad Abdullah is. And she starts to realize that what she has done, she basically lied to get the situation. So there's no way out for her, and this is possibly the reason why this episode ended the way it did. This is the reason why she took out that pen, she wrote the letter, and she took those pills. Of course, it was an attempt at suicide. And once again, can we blame a child, a 12-year-old child, for doing this in this particular situation? When you look at the actions of those that's supposed to be supporting her, those that's supposed to be there looking out for her well-being, they of course failed in that regard. Can you really blame her for what she done right at the end of that episode?
Yes, people, let's be more sensible. Let's see what's at stake. It's our innocent, masoom children. They don't deserve this. They don't deserve to go through so much of trauma so early in their lives. They haven't even started their lives yet. So much of pain, so much of agony, so much of heartbreak, so much of grievances coming up from all these scenarios. Allah, make it easy. Have mercy on the kids. Have mercy on the kids. Have mercy on the kids. That's all we can say. Keep their masoom, innocent face in front of you when you are making these silly decisions and when you are taking these foolish steps in life. Ask yourself, who's suffering? Who's suffering? Who's bearing the brunt at the end? It's the children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. And also, in terms of seeking advice, Mala Yusuf, you know, it's very important not to go online for advice. That's the last place to go for advice.
I think if we have to go online, it should be someone we know. In this case, we find that this particular scholar that Huda was asked...
It was a so-called scholar.
It was a so-called scholar. He wasn't qualified. And we can see from his answer was very abrupt. It was more like shouting.
Yeah.
And it just caused more damage.
So, when we require assistance in these cases, we must go to somebody personally. We cannot rely on internet solutions. We can't fix problems there. We must go for personal advice. Speak to somebody over the phone. Speak to somebody whom you can trust. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone involved and open our eyes. That's the most important thing. Open our eyes and remove our blinkers. Assalamu alaikum wa Yusuf.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You've been listening to Hard Break, a Radio Islam International production.